Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala khatemin nebiyyin amma ba'd fe'a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Blessings of Imam Sari al-Sakti rahmetullahi aleyh. Supplication of Attar. O Allah Almighty, whoever reads or listens to the 28-page booklet, Blessings of Imam Sari al-Sakti rahmetullahi aleyh, grant him devotion for your saints and the ability to follow their example. Bless him with steadfastness in the environment of Dawati Islami and forgive him without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Virtue of salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Woe to him who will not see me on the day of judgment." Lady Aisha radiyallahu anha asked, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who will be unable to see you?" The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered, "The miserly." "Who is miserly?" Lady Aisha radiyallahu anha asked. He replied, "The one whom my name is mentioned before and he does not send salat upon me is miserly." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Cleansing the heart of an alcoholic. An esteemed pious predecessor of the Qadiriyya Razaviyya Attariya spiritual order passed by a drunken man lying on the floor with alcohol coming out his mouth. Despite his awful condition, he was calling out to Allah Almighty in a loud voice. The pious man rahmatullahi alayhi said, "O Allah, this man is remembering you in such a state that is not befitting to your majesty." Then he called for water, washed the man's face and left. When the man regained consciousness, the people told him that the famous saint Sayyiduna Sari al-Sakti rahmatullahi alayhi saw his condition and washed his face. He was very embarrassed and reproached his lower self. "O self, may you be destroyed. If you have no shame in front of Allah and his saints, who will you have shame before?" Then he repented for his sins. When Imam Sari al-Sakti rahmatullahi alayhi slept that night, he heard a voice in his dream saying, "O Sari, you washed that drunkard's face for our pleasure, so we have washed his heart for your sake." In the morning, Imam Sari al-Sakati rahmatullahi alayhi asked about the man's whereabouts and found him praying in the masjid. After he completed the prayer, the Imam asked, "How are you, my brother?" The man replied, "My master, why do you ask about my state, whereas Allah most generous has made you aware that because of you he cleansed my heart and rectified my condition?" The Imam asked, "Who informed you of this?" The man answered, "The one who purified my heart of everyone other than him and showered his pardon, grace and pleasure upon me. May Allah have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad." Introduction. O devotees of the saints, the personality who changed the life of the alcoholic is the 10th Shaykh of the Qadiriyya Razaviyya Attariya spiritual order, Sayyiduna Sari bin Mughalis al-Sakati rahmatullahi alayh. According to one opinion, he was born in Baghdad in the year 155 AH. His name is Sari, which means brave man, and his technonym is Abu al-Hasan. He is known as Sakati because he initially sold Sakat, i.e. bric-a-brac. He is the disciple of Sayyiduna Maruf al-Karkhi rahmatullahi alayh and the teacher and maternal uncle of Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh. Cause of change in life. Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi sold retail goods in the marketplace in Baghdad. One day, Sayyiduna Habib al-Ara'i rahmatullahi alayhi went to his shop. He presented some items to him to distribute amongst the poor. He replied, Khayrakallah. May Allah grant you the ability to perform good deeds. This statement changed Imam Sari's life completely. Shajra-e Qadiriyya Razaviyya At-Tariyya. The renowned spiritual guide and leader of Ahlus Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas At-Tar Al-Qadiri Damat Barakatul Aliya, has permitted every disciple and devotee to read the Shajara Sharif. In the Shajara, a supplication is made through the intermediation of Sayyiduna Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Behre Ma'roof O Sari Ma'roof De Be Khud Sari. Explanation: Behr, for the sake of. Ma'roof, goodness. Be Khud Sari, humility, obedience. In this hemistick, a supplication is made through the intermediation of the 9th and 10th Shuyukh, ay Sayyiduna Ma'roof Al-Karhi and Sayyiduna Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayhima of the spiritual order. Meaning of supplicatory couplet. O Allah, grant me goodness for the sake of Sayyiduna Ma'roof Al-Karhi Rahmatullahi Alayhi and grant me humility for the sake of Sayyiduna Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Ameen bi jahi khatam in nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Arabic Shajara. The reviver of Islam, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, wrote a Shajara in Arabic in the form of Salat. Within it, Imam Sari Al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi is mentioned in the following way. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik alayhi wa alayhim wa ala al-mawla al-shaykh sirri nil-saqati radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. O Allah, send mercy and blessings upon him, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions, and upon our master, Shaykh Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayhi. The greatest worshipper, Imam Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayhi, had a section in his shop that was hidden from the public by a veil. He would go behind it and perform 1,000 units of nafl prayer. Sayyiduna Junaid Al-Baghdadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi states, I have not seen a greater worshipper than Sayyiduna Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He passed away at the age of 98 and I only saw him rest when he reached the time of his death. One day, he did not recite a part of a litany and said, It is not possible for me to make up for what I missed, i.e. his religious commitments were so many that he did not have time to recite the litany. Life-changing statement. Imam Al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi was delivering a speech in the Jami Masjid of Baghdad when a wealthy man wearing expensive clothes joined with his friends to listen. During the speech, the Imam said, Is it surprising how the weak disobeys the strong? The young man was affected by this and left after the speech ended. He visited the Imam the next day and said, Yesterday you said it was strange how the weak disobeyed the strong. Tell me what you meant by this. Sayyiduna Sari Al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi said, There is no one more powerful than Allah and nothing weaker than humans. Yet humans persist in disobeying him. The young man screamed after hearing this. The man returned the next day wearing two simple white cloths. He said, Tell me how to connect it to Allah. The Imam replied, If you want to worship, fast during the day and spend the night in optional prayer. O devotees of the Prophet, the advice of Imam Al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi is a great lesson for us. Whenever the lower self and Satan incite thoughts of sinning, if only we think about who we are disobeying. He is Allah, the All-Powerful, who punishes us weak humans when we sin. May Allah grant us the ability to perform actions that are beloved to Him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Never stretched his legs. Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqati was sitting down with his legs spread out in the masjid when he heard a voice from the unseen. Is this the manner of sitting in the court of kings? From that moment onwards, the feet which he retracted were only spread out again when he passed away and his body was laid out to be washed. He did not even stretch them out in sleep. Knowledge and rank. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi listened to and reported narrations from major renowned hadith masters, but he refrained from transmitting a lot out of caution, which is why his reports are few. Did not leave his home. Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi states, I heard Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi say, if it were not for Jumu'ah and congregational prayers, I would have stayed in my home until I died. Dear Islamic brothers, if there is no need or shari compulsion, it is beneficial to remain at home rather than walking on the streets aimlessly. It is stated in a hadith, the companion of the Prophet, Sayyiduna Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu asked, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what is salvation? The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, answered, control your tongue, let your home suffice you, and cry over your sins. 6. Useless actions. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi tells those who repent to turn away from desires of their lower self and to refrain from useless activities pertaining to, number 1, conversation, number 2, looking, number 3, wandering, number 4, eating, number 5, drinking, number 6, clothing. Nowadays, goodness in solitude is only attainable if one protects himself from sinning in secret. If someone uses mobiles and internet to commit sins in private, this type of solitude leads to hell. Useless social gatherings can lead to sins, and allowing your eyes to roam can make one accustomed to frivolity and lead to evil glances. Busy yourself in the remembrance of Allah Almighty and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, irrespective of whether you are alone or in public. Perform zikr, send salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, recite the noble Quran, watch Madani channel, and obtain religious knowledge. Utilizing your time like this will allow you to gain a treasure of reward, insha'Allah. The leader of Ahlu Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Al-Qadari Damat Barakat Mul Aliya writes, if a scholar is needed by the Muslim community and he can benefit them, he should not live in seclusion. Other people, after fulfilling their religious duties and the rights of their families, if they spend the rest of their time in seclusion on the condition that they are acquainted with the etiquettes of staying in seclusion, then that is very beneficial for them. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Worshipping at night. Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi states, we were sitting with Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi, and he said, O youth, I am a lesson for you. Perform good deeds, because deeds are in fact performed during youth. Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi also states, Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi would begin praying as soon as the night started. He would spend the first part of the night crying and trying to console himself repeatedly, such that he would start sobbing and weep. Dear Islamic brothers, youth is a carefree period of life where the carnal desires can make it difficult to spend time in worship and spiritual development. The devil and the lower self try their utmost to distract the youth from performing good deeds and acting upon the sunnah, and lead them to sin instead. For the sake of the noble saints, rahimahumullah, may Allah grant us the ability to perform good deeds in all stages of life, and the ability to refrain from sin and evil company. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The bird moved closer. Sayyiduna Ahmad bin Khalaf rahmatullahi alayhi states, one day I visited Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi, and he said, shall I not inform you of the amazing account of a sparrow that would come and alight on the veranda? I used to take a piece of bread, break it into small pieces, and the bird would sit on the edge of my finger and eat from my palm. One day, when it landed on the veranda, I broke a piece of bread in my palm, but it did not come to eat. So I thought about why the bird was wary of me, and I remembered that I ate a fine quality of salt. So I said in my heart, I have repented from the salt. Whereupon the bird sat on my finger, ate the bread, and then flew off. This is the rank of the elect slaves of Allah Almighty. If only we could suppress our desires for the pleasure of Allah Almighty and pursue a life of good deeds. The noble saints, rahimahumullah, oppose their nafs constantly. Cold water. Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi was fasting, and he placed a vessel of water in an alcove in the wall in order for it to become cold. After the Asr prayer, he saw heavenly maidens during his meditation. When one of them walked past him, he asked, why are you here? She replied, she was here for so and so slave of Allah. Another heavenly maiden passed by, and he asked again, to which she replied, I am here for the one who does not place water to cool whilst fasting. The Imam responded, if you are telling the truth, knock the vessel over. After the maiden knocked the vessel down, the Imam woke up because of the noise and saw that his drinking vessel was broken on the floor. Fighting the nafs for 30 years. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi states, for 30 years my nafs has told me to dip a carrot into the juice of dates and eat it. Still, I have not succumbed to my desires. O devotees of the Prophet, the pious people of Allah Almighty strive for the eternal blessings of the hereafter by sacrificing the temporary pleasures of this world. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. A reputation for eating pure food. Sayyiduna Hassan Bazzaz rahmatullahi alayhi states, Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi was famous for his piety, scrutinizing his food and eating that which is pure, so much so that this reached Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, and he described him as the Shaykh who is famous for eating pure food. An excellent example of piety. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi states, I desired to eat a morsel of food which I would not be questioned about by Allah and which would not be a favor of the people upon me. But I could not find such a morsel. One day we left Makkah to travel elsewhere, and when we stopped to rest in a jungle, I saw a cluster of vegetables in flowing water. I reached out and took them from the water and said, Alhamdulillah, thinking they were lawful and there was no favor in this from any person. When I took them, an onlooker who was carrying vegetables like the ones I was holding said, O Abu al-Hasan, give those to me and take these instead. I replied, there is no favor from anyone in the vegetables I found, whereas there is an exchange in those which you are offering. Perhaps you wish to favor me, but I am looking for something that neither involves the favors of creation nor questioning from Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. An ideal business. Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi purchased a measure of almonds for 60 dinars. He wrote down its profit in his daily ledger as 3 dinars. It seemed he was content with making a profit of half a dinar for every 10 dinars. After a few days, the measure of almonds he had was worth 90 dinars. A commission agent entered the shop asking for almonds. So he said to him, take them. The agent asked, for how much? He replied, for 63 dinars. The customer, who was a pious man, responded, the price of these almonds has become 90 dinars. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi explained, I resolved to do something which I will not forsake. Therefore, I will only sell the almonds for 63 dinars. The commission agent replied, I also took a covenant with Allah that I will never deceive a Muslim. So, I will only purchase them from you for 90 dinars. The Imam, firm in his resolve, responded, I will not sell them for more than 63 dinars. The Imam was not willing to accept a profit greater than 3 dinars, and the commission agent was not prepared to pay so little. So no agreement was made, and the commission agent left. After explaining this incident, Sayyiduna Allan al-Khayyat rahmatullahi alayhi states, why would the supplications of people with such elite attributes and habits not be accepted? There is no doubt that Allah accepts their supplications. When someone devotes themselves to Allah, Allah Almighty solves all his affairs. May Allah have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi was very passionate about looking after his Muslim brothers. It was a time in which people were pious and reliable. Unfortunately, our state today is the complete opposite. If the rate of necessities and other food items increase, shopkeepers celebrate and charge extortionate prices to reap maximum profits. Some people, when informed about future rate increases, refrain from selling an item in order to sell it for greater profit later on. There is a stark difference between the people of the past and us. We ask Allah to make us compassionate towards our Muslim brothers for the sake of Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi. He rahmatullahi alayhi said, I wish the sorrows and difficulties of every creation were transferred to me so they would be free from pain. Allah. Compassionate to creation. A pious predecessor states, I saw many sheikhs, but none were more compassionate to creation than Sheikh Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayh. Listen to another example of his kindness to Muslims and try to inculcate the same passion in your heart as well. Giving all items of the shop in charity. One day, Imam Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayh said, I have been repenting for 30 years for saying Alhamdulillah once. He was asked why this was the case. So he explained, a fire spread across a marketplace in Baghdad and every shop was destroyed. My shop was in the same marketplace, but someone informed me that it was not destroyed. And I said, Alhamdulillah. So I have been ashamed for 30 years because I considered the loss of other Muslims to be beneficial for me. He immediately felt as if he was not upset at their loss, but happy because his shop was not damaged. So as an expiation, he donated every item in his shop to the poor. The presence of the pious is a blessing. Sayyiduna Hassan Bazzaz Rahmatullahi Alayh states, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullahi Alayh and Sayyiduna Bishr Al-Hafi Rahmatullahi Alayh were with us in Baghdad. And we believed Allah protected us because of these pious people. When they both passed away, Sayyiduna Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayh was with us. And I believed Allah protected us because of him. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh says in the court of Imam Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayh, Ya Sari Aman Al-Saqt, Dar Dusara Imdad Kun. O Sari Al-Saqati, my Shaykh, prevent me from falling at the doors of others. Help me. 9 incidents of Imam Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayh. Number 1. O Allah, teach them how to visit the ill. Sayyiduna Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayh states, when I fell ill in Tarsus, some people came whose visitation was not appealing to me. They sat for so long that I became annoyed with them. Before they left, they asked me to supplicate. So I said, Allahumma allimna kayfa na'udul marda. O Allah, teach us how to visit the ill. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. To read about how the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam visited his ailing companions radiyallahu anhum and to learn the correct manner of visiting the ill, read the booklet, Visiting the Unwell. This can be read on the Dawat-e-Islami website, www.dawatislami.net. If possible, purchase this booklet in bulk and distribute the copies in hospitals, clinics, etc. with the intention of conveying the reward to the deceased. Number 2. The world serves the saints. One day, Imam Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayhi's sister went to visit her brother and she saw an old woman cleaning his home. The old woman also made 2 pieces of bread for him every day. His sister told Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahmatullahi Alayhi about this. And when the Imam spoke to Imam Sari Al-Saqati Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he replied, Allah has made the world subservient to me, such that it spends money upon me and serves me. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 3. successful in the court of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi states, I had 4 dirhams. So I went to Sayyidina Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi and said, I have come to give these 4 dirhams to you. The Shaykh said to me, O son, be happy for you have attained success. I needed 4 dirhams. So I supplicated, O Allah, send me 4 dirhams upon the hands of such a person who is successful in your court. May Allah have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 4. Unique method of accountability. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi states out of humility. I was unaware of an illness I was afflicted with for 30 years. Every Friday, I would go for the Jumu'ah prayer with a few individuals early in the morning, and we would sit in our own particular places which were known to the people, and we would not move from there. My neighbor passed away one Friday, and I intended to participate in his funeral. So I partook in the funeral, but I arrived for the Friday prayer later than usual. As I approached the masjid, my nafs said to me, the people will see you arriving later than normal. This saddened me, and I said to myself, you were performing these actions out of ostentation for 30 years, and you were unaware of this. So I left my specific area and started praying in different places so that no place would be particularly associated with me. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 5. Performing 40 hajj through the blessings of supplication. Sayyiduna Ali bin Abdul Hamid al-Gadairi rahmatullahi alayhi states, one day I went to Imam Sari al-Saqati's home and knocked on the door. As the Imam approached the door, I heard him supplicating, O Allah, whoever made me heedless of you, busy him in your remembrance. One of the blessings of this supplication was that I walked from Aleppo in Syria to perform Hajj 40 times. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 6. Gaining the ability to worship. Sayyiduna Abu Ishaq rahmatullahi alayhi says, when I visited Sayyiduna Ali bin Abdal Hamid al-Gadairi rahmatullahi alayhi, I found him to be someone who worshipped and strived in spiritual endeavors the most. I waited for him to finish praying, but I could not meet him as he was always praying. I said, I have left my parents, wife, children, and my hometown to meet you. So once you have finished praying, please spare some time to teach me from the knowledge given to you by Allah. He, rahmatullahi alayhi, replied, Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi supplicated for me when I went to his home and knocked on the door. I heard him make this supplication as he approached. O Allah, whoever interrupted me from supplicating in your court, busy him in devotion to you, so that he does not pay any attention to me. Ever since I returned home, worshipping Allah and performing dhikr are my favorite actions. For this reason, due to the supplication of that pious saint, I do not become freed up for anything other than these deeds. Sayyiduna Abu Ishaq rahmatullahi alayhi states, I reflected on his words and found that he was saying this out of sadness and restlessness that brought about humility, and he was constantly tearful. May Allah have mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 7. True servants and true devotees. Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi said, I was sleeping in Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi's home when after a part of the night he said, O Junaid, are you asleep? I replied, no. He said, Allah stood me in his court and said to me, O Sari, do you know why I created creation? I replied, no. Allah said, I created the creation and everyone claimed to love me. Then when I created the world, 90% of creation went towards the world and 10% remained behind. When I created paradise, 90% of those became preoccupied in striving to attain paradise and only 10% of them remained. When I tested the remaining creation with something of affliction, only 10% of them remained, and the rest became preoccupied with that affliction. I asked the remaining people, you did not choose the world or paradise, and you did not run away from tribulation. What is your goal? They answered, our purpose is to live for you. We will love you no matter how you test us. I told them, I will test you with such tribulations that even the mountains would be unable to withstand them. Will you be patient when faced with these difficulties? They answered, yes, O Allah. Test us however you wish. Then Allah Almighty said, O Sari, these are my true servants and true devotees. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 8. Manner of caution. Sayyiduna Ali bin Hussein bin Harb rahmatullahi alayhi states, Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi had a cough and my father gave me medicine to give to him. Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi asked, what is the price of this medicine? I replied, my father never told me. He said, convey my salam to him and tell him that for 50 years I have been teaching people not to consume anything in exchange for their religion. Now, should I consume this medicine in exchange for my religion? Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi said, it is despicable for a man to sell his religion and eat from that. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Number 9. How can I complain? Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi said, I went to visit Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi when he fell ill and I asked how he was. He answered, how can I complain to my doctor about the illness when the illness is from the doctor himself, i.e. the test is from Allah Almighty. Then I picked up a fan to give him some relief and he said, how can the wind from a fan give relief to the one who is burning from the inside? Then he recited Arabic poetry, which included, O Allah, if there is anything that can provide me comfort, favor me with it for as long as I have even a little life left in me. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Advice to his family and followers. Sayyiduna Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi said, my Shaykh Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi supplicated for me. May Allah make you an expert in hadith before making you a Sufi, and not make you a Sufi before becoming a scholar of hadith. Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi explains the wisdom of this supplication. Whoever acquires religious knowledge before adopting tasawwuf is successful, but the one who wishes to adopt tasawwuf before attaining religious knowledge is on the path towards destruction. Wal-iyadu billah. Level of humility. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi said out of humility, every day I look at my nose many times to check if my face has been made dull because of the sins I commit. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi reports that he heard Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi say, I do not favor myself over anyone else. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi also states, it is my wish to die someplace other than Baghdad because I fear that if my grave does not accept me, I will be disgraced in front of the people. Allahu Akbar. The people of Allah Almighty acquired a great rank through their humility. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever adopts humility for the sake of Allah, Allah will elevate his rank. It is because of the humility of the pious predecessors, rahmahumullah, that their lives are commemorated today. Gatherings are held in which we listen to their excellences and convey reward to them. A tree that bears fruit bows, whereas the similitude of one who is arrogant is that of a thorny tree, which neither bows nor is it benefited from. Therefore, bow to Allah Almighty, you will be honored and become a source of benefit to others. How to remain steadfast upon repentance. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi states, the first thing a person should do after repenting is abandon evil company and refrain from every action that leads him to sin. Instead of acting upon his desires, he must try his utmost to make emulation of the examples of the saints, rahmahumullah, more beloved to him than his own life. True repentance. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi said, true repentance is not correct without advising yourself and your Muslim brothers. This is because the one who achieves true repentance wishes for other people to repent for their sins too. Prisoner of birds. Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi said, if someone walks into an orchard in which every type of tree grows and every kind of bird is sitting on them, each saying in its individual voice, As-salamu alayka ya waliyallah, O saint of Allah, peace be upon you, he is a prisoner of those birds if his soul feels relieved upon hearing this. Final moments. Sayyiduna Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi states, I acted upon the sunnah of visiting Sayyiduna Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi every 3 days. When I visited him one day, he was on his deathbed. I sat next to his head and cried. When my tears fell on his face, he opened his eyes and looked at me. I said, advise me. The Imam replied, do not sit in the company of evil people, and do not be heedless of Allah, even in the company of the pious. Then he, rahmatullahi alayhi, passed away whilst performing the dhikr of Allah. He passed away after the Fajr Azan on the 6th of Ramadan, 253 AH. His tomb is located in the Shuniziya Cemetery, Baghdad. Name written in the footnotes. A man who was present at the funeral saw Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi in a dream and asked, Ma fa'alallahu bika? How has Allah dealt with you? He replied, Allah forgave me and everyone present at the funeral. The man said, My master, I was present at the funeral too. The Imam took out a piece of paper, but he could not find the man's name written on it. The man said, Indeed, I was present. When he looked again, he found the man's name written in the margins. Beholding Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Yaqub bin Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi said, I saw Imam Sari al-Saqati rahmatullahi alayhi in a dream and asked him, How has Allah dealt with you? He answered, He permitted me to behold him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.